What cattle producers need to know when considering early weaning. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumensin. High feed prices combined with persistent drought conditions in parts of the country has some cattle producers thinking about early weaning. In this Managing for Profit, Sarah Lanine, a cattle technical consultant with Elanco, shares some things producers need to consider as they're making those decisions. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
A sick calf, a fence that needs mending, even a fluctuating market. Running a cow-calf operation comes with its own set of obstacles. But when it comes to health and management challenges, Rumensin can help. As the first ionophore approved for mature, reproducing cows, Rumensin reduces feed requirements by 5 to 10% by helping cows utilize forages more efficiently. From calves and replacement heifers to cows, adding Rumensin helps you save time and money by optimizing the productivity of your herd season after season. For nearly half a century, we've helped producers tackle the challenges they face every single day. The same challenges that made you want to get into this business, that drive you to honor what's been passed down to you through generations. And with Rumensin helping you increase productivity throughout the year, that's just one less challenge to overcome. Ask your feed supplier to help you put Rumensin to work for your operation or visit trustedbygenerations.com.
High feed prices combined with drought pressure have many cattle producers considering early weaning. Sarah Lanine tells Brownfield there are options available for producers to help improve their bottom line.
We have really high feed prices right now, so it may not be easy to run out and buy a concentrate or a supplement or even feed a total mixed ration if you're confinement feeding. So you can do some things to try and alleviate some of that feeding pressure. So if you have anywhere where they can continue to graze, even in drought conditions, there might be some dead, kind of dormant-like forages, and they can work to stretch that pasture by using protein. So if you feed protein to the animal in minimal amounts, you can stimulate the bugs in the rumen to do a better job. They do a better job breaking down low-quality forage. The calf can eat more of it and make better use of it. So that's one way we can stretch pastures. And then also just consider feeding options that they may not have considered in the past. So in a time when traditional feeds might be high, see what other feeding options are out there. Work with local feed mills and nutritionists and see if there's something that can get you through this time period until things start to turn around and not absolutely break the bank. And my last suggestion would be, if the market allows it, so wherever those calves are being sold into, consider using technologies that improve efficiency. So by far and away, the best return on investment is implants. So if they have the ability to implant calves, both suckling calves on mom and then grazing cattle, they can gain an extra 10, 20, 30 pounds by one-time labor event and a pretty low input cost. And then also using ionophores. And I stress those during this time period as Rumensin and effective coccidiostat on the market. That really needs to be something we pay attention to in young calves where coccidiosis could be a problem. And then by using it, you would also get the extra average daily gain that Rumensin stimulates by another 0.10 to 0.2 pounds per head per day. So you combine those technologies and you can add up to a half a pound per head per day, which is very meaningful at a time when we're in drought and having really high feed prices.
To learn more, visit www.trustedbygenerations.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumensin.